I'm John Batchelor. This is a preview of a much longer conversation with my colleague Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, later on tonight on the radio show and later on the podcast, about China's presence, China's influence, China's concerns, China's advantages to not only the war in Europe, but also now the war in the Middle East, the threats, the counter-threats, the deployment of forces, the provocation by the Hezbollah, and the remarks from around the world about humanitarian crisis and the U.S. sending not one but two carrier battle strike forces into the eastern Mediterranean. All that suits China, Gregory Copley explains. Here's Gregory.
The war in Ukraine is winding down, largely because Western allied support for Ukraine is starting to diminish, and there's a demand for a negotiated settlement, which President Zelensky is probably unwilling to do. But nonetheless, we are seeing this diminished support for Ukraine in this war. It's critical, as far as Beijing is concerned, that the U.S. and its Western allies, particularly the U.K., be continually preoccupied with the Euro-Atlantic space. They need that to keep U.S. and allied forces out of the Indo-Pacific, where they really would pose a massive curtailment, if you like, on Beijing's plans to deal with Taiwan by one means or another. So the start of another conflict, if you like, to take up where Ukraine leaves off, was clearly a desire of Beijing's, and Beijing has strong influence on that through Iran and perhaps directly, and it's certainly in Russia's interest as well for pressure to come off the Ukraine front. But for Beijing, it's critical, and it's critical until the November summit in San Francisco, at which Xi and President Biden are due to meet. And there they hope to come up with a win-win situation which will save face for both President Biden and General Secretary Xi, and perhaps cause it to tone down its rhetoric on an immediate attack on Taiwan. The Beijing people want to see a continued distraction until that time at least. So there's no question that they're going to continue to inflame in the Gaza situation until that time.
Thank you.